This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to the show For a Better Life, where we discuss Islamic ethics and morals and how we can all have a more harmonious and peaceful life. We've talked about how anger has good uses and it can have bad uses as well. It's bad when we use it incorrectly, when we use it, for example, towards our family members, towards other believers, in an unlawful way. Now, when is anger actually should be used, or when is it allowed to be used? We must get angry, for example, with oppressors, you know, those who cause corruption and those who openly sin. However, it's important that this should be done in proportion. The example given in the book is, you know, for example, let's say a woman is showing a bit of her hair, or a person who has openly been drinking alcohol, or someone who has killed or murdered someone who's innocent. In all three of these cases, you know, it's not like they're all equal. And in all of these three cases, we should be showing anger in proportion. In fact, in some places, we should be, for example, be forgiving the person in front of us. You know, forgiveness may be better. Now, this is something that's also emphasized, you know, in the Quran and other places, that many times we may be allowed to show anger. We may be allowed to respond in an angry way. However, you know, we're told it's better to forgive. It's better to actually control your anger. In Islam, we're allowed to respond to someone who's harmed us, you know, intentionally in equal proportion without going over the limits. However, you know, sometimes when we become angry, when we want to take revenge, we may go over these limits. If we go over the limits, then this would be considered animalistic anger. And you know, an animal, when it comes to taking revenge, will do whatever, you know, whatever they can. There's no control there. When we lose control, we sort of become like an animal. It creates those animalistic traits in us. So that's why we're told it's better sometimes to forgive, because we don't want to, you know, go into that danger zone where we lose control over ourselves. How much importance we give to the hereafter becomes clear when one becomes angry. He says that, you know, when one keeps God in front of them, you know, when they realize, you know, there is a hereafter, then they're able to really remain calm. They're able to have more control over themselves. But someone who only thinks of this world and their position in this world here, at that point, you know, they may end up losing control. It's an interesting topic, right? It requires us to really think about ourselves. It requires us to really bring control over ourselves and our emotions. And this is the beautiful thing about Islam, is that it teaches us, you know, things which are really, I would say, it requires us to go deep within us. It's not something that's just on the surface. It requires us to sit down, think, contemplate, ponder, and it helps build a human being's personality. Everything that we're discussing here is related to our personality and how we behave towards others in the best way possible. And anger is one of those emotions. And all of our different emotions have been discussed in Islamic sources as well. We're only discussing anger. So we have to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue discussing anger in more detail.
Your mercy, your love is on our knees. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. This love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you need.
Back from the break, and we've been discussing the very important topic of anger and how it should be used, when it should be used, right? Now, what are some practical ways to act when we're angry? Now, of course, we should try our best to control our anger as much as we can. We should try to remain silent. Let's say someone says something bad to you, right? They say something which hurts you, and they've just used, for example, negative words. Now, we're allowed to respond equally to this person. You know, Islam gives us that permission to do that. However, it's important that we've been told there are better ways to handle this situation. So, for example, we're told it's better to reply with manners and a soft tone, to answer bad with good. Let's say someone's being rude to you. If you respond to them in a respectful and, you know, better way, it may cause shame to the other person, you know. It may end up removing that sort of hatred that exists in them or any sort of negative feelings they have towards you and may result in friendship. However, if the person is, for example, let's say arrogant and you continue to behave good towards them, it will only increase, you know, your status and respect. You will look better, you know, in comparison to this person who's being rude. Another sort of danger here is that if you allow yourself to sort of respond equally to this person, there's a danger of losing control here. And we have so many examples from the lives of the Prophet, you know, where they control their anger. For example, there's a popular story from the life of the Prophet that he used to pass by a certain street almost every day. And one of the disbelievers, you know, this woman, she would throw rubbish on purpose on the Prophet whenever he would be passing by from the top of her window. She continued to do this for many days. One day the Prophet was passing by and, you know, the woman was not at her window. She wasn't there to insult the Prophet. She wasn't there to throw the rubbish. And the Prophet then started inquiring, you know, where's that woman? If it was me, I would be, oh, wow, what a great day. This woman isn't there. But the Prophet, you know, he started inquiring. It turns out the woman was sick, right? And they say the Prophet then actually went to visit this woman and to ask about her health. And of course, this woman then, you know, responded in a much more kinder way. She realized that the person that she was throwing rubbish at, she felt ashamed, and they say she became a Muslim. Similarly, you know, we have another story from the life of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. They say that a person from Sham, from Damascus, came all the way to Medina to see the Imam. And this person was, of course, full of hatred towards the Imam because where he was living, you know, the Caliph at that time, Muawiyah, had created so much propaganda against the family of the Prophet that people had started to hate the family of the Prophet. And this person came all the way to Medina to express his hatred, you know, towards Imam Hassan. They say that when he was on his horse, he found Imam Hassan and he started swearing at him. He started swearing at his family. He started insulting him. They say Imam Hassan just continued to listen to him calmly. And when he was done speaking, they say Imam Hassan said, you know, you look like a traveler. You look like you're tired. You know, do you need food? Do you need something to eat? Do you need a place to live? Can I take you to my home? And this person was just shocked. He was there full of anger and hatred, whereas the Imam was completely full of kindness and love towards him. And they say this changed the person's heart. You know, he realized that he had made a mistake. You know, from a psychological point of view, I can definitely, you know, talk about this and say that anger is one of the causes of stress in our lives. Stress causes certain, you know, physiological reactions within us. For example, it creates a hormone which causes harm to our body, it causes harm to our organs. And it's interesting that we see, for example, that people so easily lose their anger on the street. You know, for example, I would say this is something that I've seen common wherever, any country that I've traveled to, any city that I've lived in. One of the places we see anger coming up is, for example, on the road. You know, it's known as road rage. And that is really an unnecessary form of stress and anger in our life, right? If someone is doing something silly or they're driving poorly, you know, we should just remain calm, forgive them, just take it easy. But what we see is people getting angry, they're shouting, they're swearing, they're using negative words. So I would highly recommend and remind myself and others is to control our anger and, you know, control how we behave towards others. And this will definitely lead to a better and more peaceful life. Thank you so much for listening. That's all the time we have for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share, he knows.